Did you know that the very first use of an ambulance corps and medical triage in the United States occurred in Frederick, Maryland? Major Jonathan Letterman instituted these essential medical practices during the Civil War's Battle of Antietam. Jake Wynn of the National Museum of Civil War Medicine talks about the battle's impact on Frederick and Letterman's influence on medicine.
Amid the bloodshed of the Civil War, residents of Frederick, Maryland witnessed a revolution in caring for the wounded and the sick in the aftermath of battle. Frederick sits at the intersection of two major roads, which proved pivotal in bringing the Civil War to Maryland's doorsteps. A Confederate army used Frederick as a base of operations during their invasion of Maryland in September 1862. The army then marched west over the mountains toward Hagerstown, Harper's Ferry, and threatened to cross the border into Pennsylvania. On the Confederate Army's heels came George McClellan's Army of the Potomac, whose objective was to destroy that Confederate Army. After days of maneuvering and fighting in Frederick and Washington counties, the two armies met for a showdown on the banks of Antietam Creek near Sharpsburg. This resulted in the bloodiest day in American history. In 12 hours, more than 23,000 American soldiers died, were declared missing, or were wounded or captured. One medical officer in the Union Army was quietly overseeing the complete overhaul of military medical care. 37-year-old Major Jonathan Letterman's role as medical director of the Army of the Potomac put him in charge of the health and well-being of more than 80,000 Union soldiers. Letterman created an effective and well-trained ambulance corps, brought an early form of triage to the battlefield, and reorganized Union Army hospitals. He also established an effective evacuation system that quickly removed wounded soldiers from the battlefield and put them under capable Army surgeons' knives in an operating room. At Antietam, Letterman's system evacuated more than 10,000 wounded Union and Confederate soldiers in fewer than 24 hours after the fighting ended. More than 8,000 wounded and sick soldiers were evacuated to Frederick, located 20 or so miles east of the Antietam battlefield. This altered the lives of Frederick's citizens. The influx of patients doubled the city's population in the course of a few weeks and turned Frederick's churches, schools, hotels, public buildings, and numerous private homes into makeshift hospitals for the wounded and the dying. Local residents volunteered in the months after the Battle of Antietam to care for these wounded soldiers. The medical care given beneath Frederick's church spires saved countless lives, and the hospitals Letterman established pushed the evolution of military medicine forward. Under Letterman's watch, patients were quickly evacuated from the battlefield and received medical treatment from skilled surgeons utilizing modern surgical techniques, anesthesia, and effective painkillers containing opiates. Despite a lack of knowledge surrounding germ theory and the importance of cleanliness, Letterman's surgeons were able to save thousands of lives that September. A vital, if often forgotten, figure of the American Civil War, Jonathan Letterman emphasized preparedness and planning for the worst. Thanks to his administrative skills, lives on battlefields like Antietam and Gettysburg were saved.
Learn more about the National Museum of Civil War Medicine in Frederick at civilwarmed.org. Maryland Humanities is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by Maryland Humanities for WYPR. For Maryland Humanities, I'm Phoebe Stein.